to solidarity, both the church and the state, and my mucky mucky, and then promote the jury that we do more criminality. Washington is a menace to humanity. UK is a threat to solidarity, both the church and the state, and my mucky mucky, and then promote the jury that we do more criminality. Give them a miss it me and so, oh yeah, I in a in a go go, oh you want me fi shoot up my bro, oh no no no, I in a in a go go, enough people give them a miss it me and so, oh yeah, I in a in a go go, oh you want me fi shoot up my bro, Islam and overstanding are exactly what we need, before the war and crime, we must defeat, oh yes, for righteousness, that we must proceed, because every day the poor them mafia take it. In Jaja freedom I will always believe, the Lord of Lords him and go fire upon the beast. Pray say Allah take your stand and I speak, turn the Babylon where I in I am king. And so I say, them not like wolves, so no, the whole of them like foxes, and I stop them and start. They want me see me and so, oh yeah, I ain't I in a go go. Oh, you want me to shoot up my bro? Oh, oh, oh. I ain't I in a go go. I know people get to want me see me and so, oh yeah, I ain't I in a go go. Oh, you want me to shoot up my bro? Oh no, the lack of knowledge, it a take trust, and ignorance, could be done like lungs. And be third when no one join the dance. They want me see me and so, oh yeah, I ain't I in a go go. Who you want me fi shoot up my bro? Oh no no no, I ain't I in a go go. Enough people get they want me see me and so, oh yeah, I ain't I in a go go. Who you want me fi shoot up my bro? Again again, I ain't I in a go go. Enough people get they want me see me and so, oh yeah, I ain't I in a go go. Who you want me fi shoot up my bro?
Okay, UNT FM 93.5 on your FM button. Me, Matt Dab Khan, aka DJ Popo, coming at you live and direct. Well, kind of jukebox styly today. And remember, for the first half of the show, what we did was a little bit of globe trotting. So we travelled around the world. We listened to music of Muslim origin, and we've been to so far today. I think we managed to get to Turkey. We went over to Egypt. Did a bit of Australia. Came to the UK. Down south in London, went to the US, and then we came specifically back to Birmingham as well with the last track. So a lot of travelling there. Text to 942, salam alaikum to you, and of course we will be playing you more Turkish music, but that's going to be for shows in the future. In the meantime though, I've been really excited about this as well, because you don't know how it is, you see, if you don't love music as much as I do, you're not going to understand the relationship that people can develop just through enjoying, sharing in the joy that they get from music themselves. So introducing to the station then, if I may, Iman, is that the right pronunciation?
That's correct, yes.
Salam alaikum.
Greetings. Wa alaikum salam.
And welcome to UNT FM Studios. And our producer Layla today has done us a massive favour, and I'm going to kind of explain to you some of the reason why you're here, so you don't think there's anything going on.
Okay.
And then also what we'll start to do is to share with our listeners some of what we're talking about as well. There was an occasion last year where I was playing some tunes, and I often do that, and I play music of Muslim origin, and there's some debate on the station as well as within the community about whether music is halal or haram. You understand,
yes, understand.
Those terms,
yeah? Yes.
Whether it's allowable within Islam, whether it isn't allowable within Islam. And then when you speak to the scholars, it gets slightly more sophisticated, because then people start to talk about the month of Ramzan, which of course is a holy month of fasting.
Yes.
And then they talk about, well, if you do play music, there are certain instruments that you should not play, and there are certain instruments that are halal. Okay, and I won't go into the intricacies, you know, yes. them being woodwind instruments, for example, percussion instruments and all those sorts of things. Now, my suggestion is, you see, it very much depends on which part of the Quran you are reading and how it is that you're interpreting the words that are in there. And you know, with a book having been written hundreds of years ago,
yes.
people will tend to kind of interpret it in the modern world style, if that makes any sense. Or what they'll try to do is to go right back to the origins of thousands of years ago when they weren't alive, so they don't even understand what the cultural issues were at the time.
Yes.
But what that sparked off in my mind, and I'm just going to be really honest with you, brother, is that what had happened on that occasion was that I played a reggae track as it happened. And if you listen to the words within the reggae track, they were very much about the kind of love and unity amongst humanity. And what I couldn't understand was why someone was taking objection to that. And when I drill down further, it kind of alerted me to the fact that actually what we were probably dealing with was someone else's prejudices.
Yes,
you understand, you know, the yes. whole implications behind reggae, the music itself, people's perception of what the culture is about, yeah? So what I thought was, what better way to do this than to actually invite a brother over, because you're a DJ as well, you play music.
That's correct,
as well, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Tell us a bit more about the work that you do then, and then what we'll start to do is, what I'm calling this is that building of bridges, breaking down of barriers, and doing it all through the medium of music. And we're going to do this for our listeners today, and sit back and enjoy some of the music as well. You understand, of course, all of it will be within broadcasting guidelines, so no one can raise any objections in that way. But let's see what people have to say about the music and the lyrics once they
yes.
start to hear them. So tell us a bit about your work to start with then.
Well, give thanks, and first of all, let me just say greetings to all the Unity FM listeners, because that's what this is all about. This is about unity, and unity means everybody is included. That's the whole of humanity. Seen? So greetings, seen? Yeah, man. My name is Ayman Aizacha, and I'm a DJ. I DJ on a station called www.catchthis.com, which is based here in Birmingham. It's been going for about 3 years. And the whole aim of the station really is to really give that universal message, like you say, of love, peace, unity, and a connection. Because remember that music is something that can connect us to our spirituality, and hence then your spirituality connects you to the Most High,
well,
which is our creator.
This is part of what people sometimes either unwilling to understand or misunderstand, because when you start to talk about, you know, music being universal, for example,
yes,
I mean, I'm totally with you, because I actually believe that it is a universal language.
Yes.
And when you look at ancient societies, for example, they would talk about how the higher levels of communication start to take place when you start to look at the arts, for example, you know, the spoken word,
yes.
Poetry, music, art in itself, you know, painting, those sorts of
things.
These
are all ancient African traditions, and when I say African, I mean the planet, because we all know the cradle of humanity and civilization was in Africa. And so whoever you are and wherever you live now, your root is Africa. And this is what Rastafari, reggae music, Bob Marley, Haile Selassie I has shown myself, and also I know many, many millions and billions of people around the world, regardless of nationality, religion, gender, whatever it may be. Because remember, as human beings, I've read many scriptures, and I see a lot of commonalities between them. Haile Selassie said to read the scriptures, all of them. The more you know, is the better you can become. You know? People don't understand this. And again, I have a lot of friends, family, of a Muslim background, and telling them about some of the things I've learnt in terms of Ethiopia's history, and indeed the origins of Islam itself, and its very intimate and close loving relationship with Ethiopia, and the lineage of Solomon and the Queen of Sheba and King David. Haile Selassie is the living representation to the world. And if we look back in history and see what happened during the Second World War with Hitler and Mussolini, Haile Selassie was the voice of consciousness on the planet, who actually saved us, in the sense of saved us from the fascist and Nazi rule that was looking to take over the whole of Europe and then the world.
And of course, one of the ways in which this has been encapsulated within music, I mean, dare I even mention the name Robert Nesta Marley, you know who I'm talking about. So that's the best known name, isn't it, on the planet, I guess, around reggae music, some of the beliefs.
Yeah. One thing I found out during my research, because I've been part of a group who was working closely with the University of Birmingham over the last few years, called the Rastafari Study Center, which was the first sort of in the Western world. We were working closely with the schools in Birmingham, because I don't know if you know that Rastafari philosophy and teachings, which really is those of Haile Selassie, is now law to be taught in all schools across Birmingham.
Okay.
So we were working closely with SACRE and teachers to develop a curriculum to be delivered in schools now, which is taking place slowly.
Just a little bit of jargon for our listeners. Of course, the SACRE is Standing Advisory Council on Religious
That's
Education.
Correct, yeah.
So what you're talking about is including the generations of today in some way as well. We're going to talk a little bit more about the beliefs themselves. Should we play a track just to get the flavour of some of the things that we're talking about?
Yes,
yes, please, he says. He's gagging for music just as I am. What we're about to play here.
This track is... again, the great man who you mentioned, the king of reggae music. And this is the port of call, really, for me, when trying to express the message of the Almighty. Bob Marley is known as. His name, you said, Robert Nesta Marley. It's actually Nesta Robert Marley.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And the name, you know, the name Nesta means messenger. So... I think that says it all, you know.
So a little bit of messenger music here then.
So listen, this is in regard to the recent weather as well. Check this out, track number one, Bridging.
Why do you look so sad? This is David Cameron, loving being on your radio show, and good luck with it all.
Okay, good luck with it all indeed. Me, Matt Abkhan, aka DJ Popo, coming at you on this jukebox show with Brother Iman. Welcome to the station.
Bless.
And what we're doing is that we're talking about a little bit about reggae to begin with, but the beliefs of Haile Selassie and some of the commonalities between not just cultural issues, but religious issues as well. So tell us a little bit more about some of the belief system that we've just been talking about there then.
Well, obviously, everybody... As His Majesty says, everybody's entitled to their faith and their religion, you know? Everybody's free to choose what's best for them, you know, to guide them in this life here on earth. And obviously, reggae music has stemmed out of the movement or the spiritual liberty of Rastafari people in Jamaica, who obviously, their origins go back into the transatlantic slave trade. Obviously, myself, my father is Jamaican. So, in the sense, from a Jamaican perspective, there's a lot of, I would say, not to say confusion in a disrespectful way, but obviously because of the history, a lot of, for example, a lot of slaves who were taken from Africa were Muslims and got taken to Jamaica and stripped of their religion, language, heritage, etc., etc. So, obviously, when Haile Selassie was coronated in 1930 in Ethiopia, and all the nations, all these powerful nations such as England and so on, sent dignitaries to the coronation, and sort of acclaimed and bowed before His Imperial Majesty as the root of King David, and the offspring of Solomon, and sitting on the throne of King David, which is written about in all the scriptures. And Haile Selassie obviously has played a pivotal part in really uplifting people's minds, like I say, through the medium of reggae music, people all over the world. I mean, whenever I go anywhere on holiday, people always shout, Bob Marley, hey, Bob Marley, or, you know, Jamaica, or, you know.
Yeah.
And it's really friendly and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's really, really beautiful, you know.
And it is true to say, I mean, you speak of Jamaica specifically, but when you think about this, a small island having such a major impact on the rest of the world.
It's unprecedented. Bob Marley, and I would call him Nesta, has been voted the greatest artist of the millennium. Remember, in Islam, the Psalms of David, or Dawood, yeah?
Yeah.
Or in Ethiopian, they say Dawit.
Yeah.
He is... These songs and psalms are accepted. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
These are... The songs, for example, Bob Marley, Robert Nesta Marley, he is basically repeating those songs of praise to the Almighty.
At a practical level now, there are certain things I see that, say, for example, Rastafarianism and Islam share in common. I mean, the most commonest known is the eating of pork, for example. Within Islam, it's haram. Within Rastafarianism, it's just not allowed.
Of course.
Yeah.
But again, this is like the genetic memory bank that was carried from Africa.
Yeah.
They know not to eat these things. Although Jamaicans do eat it.
Yeah.
You go to Jamaica, you see a lot of people eating pork.
Yeah.
But the ones who were really shouting these, the people who were always reminding the people of these things, clean liberty, is the Rastafari brethren.
Yeah.
Don't eat, in fact, don't eat any meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't eat any meat.
Yeah.
Just eat vegetables, fruit. These things are more than enough to nourish us, you know?
And then there's the issue about alcohol as well, for example.
No alcohol.
Or altering your consciousness, I suppose that's the way to put it as well, because that can happen both through... you know, mind-varying drugs, for example, and alcohol. And then there's a stereotype as well about the use of ganja, for example.
Of course. Well, again, you said the term ganja. I'm glad you chose that one, that term, because that term is an Indian term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Indian migrants brought that to Jamaica.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hindus brought that to Jamaica.
Yeah. And these are things that are not all known.
Yes.
Yeah?
A lot of religious... In the beginning of many religions, the use of marijuana was used and is used still to this day.
Yeah.
I'm not advocating it.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, surely man should be free to choose what he wants to do on this planet and in this life, because that's what this life is.
Mm-hmm.
Of course we need guidance. Of course we do. But I think sometimes we're very quick to judge one another, when I know, again, the scriptures say, judge not, because that's the job of the Most High.
And this is about, when you're talking about judge not, it's actually about the fact that you're all equal under God's eyes.
Of course.
And how's about living together rather than kind of killing each other all the time? That's what some of this stuff is about.
But we are all brothers and sisters.
And that's
all brothers and sisters.
That is my cue, isn't it, to play the next track as well. All right, you tuned into your Friday drive time here with me, Mahtab Khan, aka DJ Popo, joined in the studio by brother Iman. Hopefully, first visit over to Unity, and he may have many more as well. We're listening to some reggae tracks here. What I'm going to do is play you this one, and then I'll play you one which is done by a Muslim artist. This I'm looking at. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what that is in a moment. Okay, you keep it locked. I promise to keep it flowing. If you want to text us in, 07926 843388. Want to ring into the studio, 01217278892.
I am my mama's son, you are your father's child. Sometimes we have a different fate, a different state of mind. That don't mean we all can't be satisfied. We are all brothers and sisters. Some are black and brown, others white and light. That's all the difference I can remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Different face, a different kind of smile. That's what you see. But this we must realize, we are all brothers and sisters.
You're my brothers and sisters.
We are all brothers and sisters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Earth is my mother, there is no other. So for you, so for all of I. Don't look me with a scorn, in time mankind was born. So for you, so for all of I. Love must live, it must die. Sometimes we act as if we hate each other. A different fate, a different state of mind. That don't mean we all can't be satisfied.
Denying melanin, dying with adrenaline, escaping heroic capture, a substitute. Yo, you're listening to Mahtab Khan, aka DJ Papu, on Unity FM 93.5. Leave it locked.
Yeah, concrete lands, Kaiser, blind alpha. This is real life engraved online pages. Yeah,
families are dying from starvation, whilst the government's more worried about.